At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I want to hear you say it.
Ready.
Eddie?
What's up, Coach?
Wow, your voice sounds like absolute
Thanks, Coacher.
Let me hit this, guys. I'm going to try and keep the perfect game intact. I'll go ahead and bang this one out.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass, and they became the dumbass trio the end.
Arnold, Domestic Abuse Awareness Month, I will not be touching you. I will be politely asking you step away from the board. I'm going to do it live. Guys, let us do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3
sore losers!
What up, everybody? I'm Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
Y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville with Baser, and on the weekends, we shotgun White Claws at the bar. I usually go in the corner. I punch a little hole in the can with my keys, and I shotgun it right there at the bar. I do not get yelled at because I know all the bartenders. I'm very friendly with them. Some have even come and partied at the old downtown apartment location with me and Baser. That's too much information. Guys, over to you. I want to keep the perfect game.
Well, we almost lost the perfect game right there, Ray, when you said we are the 1, 2, 3, and we started to say sore losers.
Yeah.
I literally almost said soul survivor.
What in the?
Why?
What is going on in your head?
Because Survivor season finale was this week, and I watched all 3 hours. It was a very interesting season.
Three hours?
Yes, because you have 2 hours of gameplay, then an hour of the reunion special, and they've figured it out on Survivor. They do the reunion usually months later, where people go home and they have time to cool down. This, the last two seasons, they've done it right there. They read the votes, and then they flip the set, and they have everybody that's on the jury, you come sit over, and you just drink champagne.
The tribe has spoken, Eddie. Put your torch out.
And you eat pizza, and you sit there, and you talk about the game when it's so fresh and new.
You eat pizza, like in the jungle?
I like pizza.
Yeah.
Wow. Where do they get the pizza?
They probably make it. I guess they have a staff.
Wow, so they're stranded on an island with pizza?
Interesting.
What's next? They get beer?
Coach, there's Pizza Hut everywhere.
And so Survivor, I think they have to do that every season now. I want that every season. I don't want the live finale from LA. Like, that is so lame. It's been months since they filmed it. People have time to cool down. I want the emotions raw and fresh. So these last two seasons of Survivor, the live reunion right then has been great. So, yes, I'm in Survivor mode because I watched the season finale, and I'm like, wow, I wanted to say Soul Survivor because that is an absolute dream of mine to say I am the Soul Survivor.
Because that's the winner.
That's the winner. When you win, you are the Soul Survivor.
This is the last thing I remember.
I have no questions.
About Survivor.
I just have statements. Rich, you are a very openly arrogant, pompous human being. But I admire your frankness with it. You have worked hard to get where you're at, and you started working hard way before you come to the island.
I need the snake in the grass.
So with my work ethic background, I give that credit to you. But on the other hand, your inability to admit your failures without going into a whiny speech.
I didn't know we were going to watch the whole show.
I got to listen to it first. I wanted to hear the thing. A snake kills a rat, but you'll never find a rat in the grass. Isn't that the line? You're the Survivor fan, Lunch.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Holy, who is the snake in the grass? Hell. You've never heard that line?
Right. I've heard that line in plenty of times in life.
And Kelly, who turned into the rat that ran around like the rats do on this island, trying to run from the snake. I feel we owe it to the island's spirits that we have learned to come to know, to let it be in the end the way Mother Nature intended it to be, for the snake to eat the rat.
That's one hell of a speech. Guys,
that's really good.
You never heard that, Coach?
Here in Australia, I wanted it to be just how it ends, where the oasis meets the giraffe, meets the tiger. Eddie, who wins?
What?
On those three, an oasis, a tiger, and a giraffe. Who wins?
The giraffe.
I believe the tiger. I'm the tiger. That was my analogy, and you are dead.
Oh, wow. Where's the pizza?
Imagine if they had Survivor Compton. You know, it's
now that's Survivor, dude. Freaking go to the hood. See if you can survive.
Survivor East Nashville. Oh, no.
Survivor Memphis.
Oh, no.
It looks like I've just survived.
No, you haven't.
No, I'm not doing sound effects.
Come on.
Why are you not going to do sound effects? That's the whole
just
point.
Just because.
Fine.
Coach.
Recent,
Survivor
recent
Skid Row.
News.
Oh.
Just wanted to give it a minute.
Good boy.
Good call.
So,
shit.
You guys see NBA? Yeah, you see those Celtics? I told you guys and Kevin they're going to win it all.
Ask me again, Ray.
Did you see the NBA?
No, man. I don't watch that crap.
Pull up the box score. Who was I talking to off air? Because I never get to watch the games. They're always You guys going to talk about the game? I mean, yeah. Hold on. It's like, let me pull up the box score. I mean, I didn't watch a minute of it.
I'm telling you, my new response is, no, man. I don't watch the NBA, dude.
Did I tell you guys on Wednesday? What did I tell you? You guys said the NBA is impossible to bet. And I told you. Bet the Celtics
tonight. You're going to win one out of 20, Coach. Yes, it's possible to win a few here and there.
They were the favorite.
Yeah, but to be consistent.
They couldn't have been the favorite on the road in Miami.
Oh, my gosh.
What's next? You're going to tell us who's a really big favorite? NBA, baseball, yay. Basketball.
The Yankees. Warriors.
What are you going to tell me? The Yankees are going to beat the freaking Reds? I mean, come on.
They might not.
I mean, more times than not, they're going to beat the Reds. Reds are so bad.
Yeah, and never ask Lunchbox for a hot tip on whether a player's going to get a hit for Beat the Streak at MLB.com. Not sponsored. Just enjoy the game. I ask Lunch, hey, this new guy for the Cubs, is he any good? Never heard of him. What do you know? 10 minutes later, he's got two hits already.
No, he asked
Who is that? You don't know the whole roster?
Hold on. It's a guy
he's
that's
no
been...
longer the sports genius.
Wow, you're not a fan anymore.
Oh, my God. The Cubs are terrible. This guy is just up from the minors. Sorry, I can't follow every transaction. He's played like four games in the major leagues. Sorry, missed this guy coming to the majors. My bad.
Was he selling people stuff?
Morel.
No, he wasn't selling people stuff. That guy got cut.
Yeah.
But I did pull up a story that I was like, oh, my God, Ray's going to prison. I was like, this is...
Coach, we're not talking about that.
I mean, that could actually be a real story.
Well, no.
Remember when we said we weren't going to talk about that?
That's true. We weren't going to talk about it. But...
So it's about this.
No. It says, professional gambler, poker player, arrested in a $25 million sports betting scheme.
Tell me more.
I can tell one part. He led people to believe that he was an expert when he really wasn't.
That's not illegal?
Lunch, delve more in, please.
Not illegal.
What he did is, hey, he would place these advertisements on radio stations across the country.
Whoa, and we're a radio station?
Wait, do we advertise with him?
I don't think he picked the Sore Losers podcast. Oh. We were too big, couldn't afford it. And he would say, call us on this certain game. We have inside information. And you would call that number, and they'd be like, well, we talked to the team physician. And this person is hurt, and this means this is going to happen. And so they would act like they had insider information from the trainers, from people on the staff, from coaches, from other players. And so they would, people would be like, oh my God.
But would the guy play?
And then he would play.
Oh. Coach, you turn the TV on. You've spent all that money. You're like, yes, sir. Now up to bat. It's
Henry Winkle.
I thought Henry Winkle was hurt.
Whoa. And so they would lie to them and just say they had all this information. And so they got $25 million from people.
Like, amazing.
They pulled it off over years.
Years
Coach,
and
is
years
this your guy,
years.
The one that you would pay for
and so,
the lock?
This is exactly what I was thinking. Ray
but
could
that,
either
but Ray
be
wouldn't
that,
go to jail.
Ray could either be that guy that would do this, or he is the guy that Ray called and the guy told him to take Ray's money line when they had a big favorite and they got spanked.
But he didn't, he wasn't on the side. He didn't like put up this front that he was an expert and he had inside information. What screwed those guys is doing spots on the radio where it's like, we have connections no other place has when they really didn't. I'm guessing stuff like that, which is
come on, you got
so
it.
That is what it. Ends up making it illegal. Oh. These guys on Instagram that are just doing ads. I mean, if you just say you're on a heater, people are going to want your picks, and you don't have to say you're an expert. You're just hot at picking bets.
They were told the organization had privileged information about fixed games, that it received information from physicians at colleges
and television
executives, according to the indictment.
Let me get a bed going because holy crap. What is the company called again?
It was called, let me see what they called themselves. The names were like Gordon Howard Global and Ray Palmer Group.
Ray Palmer Group.
It is Ray Palmer Group, and we have got all the information on tonight's game. I don't know what you're doing. Are you on I-5, on 405, or on the I-65? But let me tell you this right now. We've got inside information. We're talking about the trainers, the cheerleaders, the women, the men, divorces, kids, alimony. There's a massive situation right now. The Yankees are playing the Reds tonight. We have got a heater of a winner. Got to call this number, okay? This ad ends in about 5 seconds, so listen. We never miss it. We got the inside information. We know the trainers. Eat it. Eat it. Weep it. Enjoy the money in the morning. Peace out, Ray and Associates.
Coach, would you do this by like when you're growing up but by yourself in your room?
No,
that's not true. You had to have practiced that.
No, but I'm just saying those are
those are the ads you hear over and over and over again.
Well, and it's like a popular – back in the day, there were those commercials or whatever. If you call those phone numbers – you would call a phone number. I just know about it because in college. There wasn't all these in-state betting. So in college, it was the sports book was a website. And then Bodog. And then it went away. But there was a phone number you would dial because I had no internet. You had no internet on your phone. So if you placed a bet, if you weren't at a restaurant with your friends in college, first couple years, I'm not dating myself, but first couple years of college, you'd place a bet. You'd have no idea what the score of the game was. So you'd call a phone number, and on the phone number, they would tell you the score of the game. And on that phone number, they'd also give this ad, which is where I'd heard it before. Mm. What's going on? Hey, it is Jeremiah. I've never missed, man. I'm a shark right now. I've got a 5-game heater. There's a 7-game heater coming up tomorrow. If you guys want to bet that game, you can do it right now. Scores are next. Hit one. And then, boom, it would hit the scores. And so then you're with the people you're with, and like, who the fuck are you talking to? And you're like, oh, just some stuff at home. I got it. But I was really calling the betting line, seeing the scores of the games. They updated it every 10 minutes.
Yes, where or if you guy, want you want man. To check your account, you would call in and you would say, password, Willie
Mays.
I just want to check my account.
Willie Mays.
Golden State cover. And if you listen to sports on the weekend, they have like national, like random. I won 32 out of 35 last college football games. And let me tell you, I got the over of the year this week. I got the over. And I'm going to tell you, it's a can't miss. When I've hit 32 out of 35, you don't want to miss this opportunity. I miss this bet. Your next one's free. Call me now.
Now, that's fine. But where this guy screwed up is he made up all these fake situations. A way to say it, right, Ray? Like, there's a way to say that you have inside information
without people would invest in this guy's gambling group when he really had no information.
But that's
fine. He would go buy multi-million-dollar houses, vacations, cars.
Well, and there's also a limit. So these phone numbers, you actually get into them. They probably max out at $5,000. You can't place a $30,000 bet on one of these phone lines.
Yeah.
That guy screwed up. If he's doing private jets, mansions, and stuff, he was letting these like rich people place $100,000 bets, believing in his inside information. It said people lost their homes, their retirement savings,
because
they believed in his bets. So he was taking massive money in.
I don't know the law, but I feel like if you say I have inside information and not say what it is, it's okay, because that's so generic.
And you can for a small amount of money, but this dude was going after the 50,000, 100,000 hitters.
Okay.
That's what's really going to get
you. That's a good question.
And he's doing it across state lines.
Now, if you start saying the trainer for the Yankees, who's a buddy of mine, told me that Henry Winkler's not going to pitch tonight, that's a lie. And you've already included someone
who's a like real person.
Like you gave specific examples yeah. of what is not going to happen or what is going to happen.
That's got to be illegal.
Or you just say, hey, I know someone in the clubhouse and I'm just going to say...
Or just I know someone involved with the organization.
Right. That's why nowadays they say I have two sources, unnamed sources. You never have to name your sources. You
right.
just say
as we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey, crap.
Now, Ray, here's your chance. Like right here on the podcast. You ever done something like this?
No.
His sport betting organization, he devised a criminal scheme to fatten his pockets using nothing more than people's love for sports.
Who says that?
Fattening his clever pockets. Words wrapped around a fraud.
But yeah, God. how could I, Eddie, ever do that? Because you guys bash me on here. You're like, you're never right. You're an idiot. And then people are going to be like, hey, man, what's your picks? I heard you're never right, man.
That's true, but Coach, I mean, I don't know what you do in your DMs, Coach. You
know. That was a different time, man. That was a different season. Now it's basically just people that want advice about Nashville, and I tell them good bars and good hotels, and after that, I'm like, go ahead and eat it.
And you don't tell them Bok Bok because it's close.
Bok Bok.
It really is, though, for sure.
Did you go yesterday?
No, it's gone, guys. Like, it's gone.
But you said you had it the other day on
Monday. I had an extra box in the fridge, and I warmed it up, and let me tell you. It's still good.
Oh, it was?
Still good, but not as good. But the sweet potatoes with honey, still delicious.
Yeah, the honey suckle yams.
You know, I drove by, what was it, KFC the other day? You know who was outside there?
The Colonel.
Lunchbox. No. He's a fiend for the chicken.
He's asking, yeah, can I take your order, sir? Yeah, can I get the Bok Bok style chicken?
Sir, stop calling us Bok Bok. We're KFC.
Okay, sorry.
Do you have any unbreaded chicken? Nope, we're KFC. You know how we do it, fried inside.
Okay, that was a three-piece, sir. What sides do you want? You have honey-covered sweet potatoes?
No, a place like Hot Bok. No, we don't, but I heard they have it at Bok Bok. Do you guys have the green sauce in there? No, sir. We have barbecue, honey, and ketchup. Which one of the three?
Okay, you got me. How about the red sauce?
Sure. Let me guess. How long is it going to take? An hour just like Bok Bok? No, sir. We usually get it done in about 2 minutes. Just pull it up front.
You got it. I'll get my wife to wait.
And you guys have a thing where you give a buzzer to one person and then they kind of hand it off because it takes so long to be made? No, sir. Just pull to the front of KFC. We'll have it out in about a minute.
Sorry, Coach.
It's okay. But as we're
saying. Have? Is this a script?
No.
Did you write a script?
No.
Give me that.
No. I want to say, as we're saying goodbye
what
to things.
What is this crap?
We said goodbye to Bok Bok. You know, you guys are making fun of me.
Well, saying goodbye to my
this weekend,
Brian.
There is no soccer game. Like,
season's over.
The season is
God,
over.
It's been over for weeks.
Thank
so,
goodness.
I wrote down
no
my
more
top,
Malcolm.
I wrote down my top five moments from Team Snacks.
I'm going to go to the bathroom. Go ahead.
No, I think it's a good
thing. No, you're good. I'm going to take a piss. You go through those five
things.
As a
coach, I think it's good to reflect on the season, to look back and think, okay, this is where, you know, we shine. This is where we could have improved. And you got to just take inventory of the positive things that came out of this season.
Are you drunk? It sounds like you're slurring.
Yeah. And also, tell your team. Why are you telling us?
Well, I feel like you guys...
Because they're not listening.
I feel like you guys are part of the team. You guys took the journey of Team Snacks from this inception.
I have my own three-year-old.
Okay. Number five. Our first practice. When the future was bright and you thought, man, this could be the making of a great team. And at the end of that practice, you realize it's going to be a long season. Number four. Watching Gus... Watching Gus.
Who the hell's Gus?
Hold on, his semi just went off the road.
Tim, wake up, Tim.
Watching Gus score 15 goals against us and knowing,
another team, yeah.
Man, that guy's going to be a future USA player, and you're going to say, I knew him when he dominated Team Snacks.
Coach, even though he used a fake name.
Gus won't even play high school.
Oh, Gus will play high school. Gus will play three sports in high school.
Really?
He was that athletic. I mean, dude, he was so good. Did you never play Gus?
I'll take him to Aruba, coach. No, I don't remember a kid like that.
Oh, you wouldn't forget it.
Got an Aruba for you.
Open my private jet. We are going to Aruba, my friend.
Hey, Gus, open my private jet.
My kid's first goal is in number three.
How is that not one?
That was so freaking exciting.
I didn't want to show favoritism, Ray.
You got to keep it great.
What? What the?
I don't know.
It's Friday. Well, not really, but it's Friday.
Number two.
Okay, coach.
No, don't do that. Do not do that.
Coach, come on, man.
Number two was we're about to start the second half of a game, and one of the kids comes up to me and goes, Coach, I need to tell you something. And
he's a podcast listener?
No.
He called you coach?
He gave me a piece of mail to read.
Because I am the coach.
Oh, got it.
And I've been down. He's like, what's up, man? And he goes, I don't have a mom.
I want you to be my mom.
And I said, no, I think your mom's just out of town today. And he goes, no, I just have a dad. I don't have a mom.
Is he serious?
No, his mom was just out of town.
Oh, okay.
And he just was like, I don't have a mom. And I thought that was pretty dang funny.
Can you marry my dad?
That was number two.
That was number two. Because it was so freaking funny.
Again, Ray, I would put his kid before. Like, what are you doing?
Number one. Do you know what number one was?
Something about missing the game for your life.
It's got to be Malcolm.
Oh, you think it's when Malcolm brought me the drawings?
Yes.
No, it's got to be the one coach that said, hey, man, these fields aren't good enough.
No,
that's good, too, Ray.
That was the other dad. The dad said, these fields are unacceptable.
Could it be maybe you hooked up with one of the moms?
No, because that one kid doesn't have a mom.
All right.
No, the number one thing.
I cheated.
The number one thing from Team Snacks this year was our only victory! And the farther I get away from it, the farther I think it was a good season. We started
coach,
out
that
terrible.
That was last week, coach.
You're talking like you're Coach K.
Well, that's what you had to do as a coach. You had to go evaluate the season. And when I walked away from the season, I was like, we sucked. We were terrible. We don't deserve to play as a team next year.
Coach, when you get to the field, do you walk with your wife down the hallway and like
yeah, she holds
shake
my hand,
everyone's hands?
And right before, like with a minute left in the game, she goes and meets me at one corner of the field.
Yeah.
And she waits for me. And she's like, oh, man, yeah. And she has security guards escort her. She high-fives some of the fans.
She does?
Yes.
That's cool.
Coach K reference, inside joke, guys.
Everybody knows.
Coach, they know.
If they don't know, they should know.
What other wife does that?
And also, they both wave off the camera guy when they're entering in. Obviously, they film you. It's your last season, final games. And both of them just, no camera.
It's
your last time going into that awkward-ass room together.
You think Saban's a great coach?
Yes.
You ever seen his wife?
Oh, my gosh. You guys want to know something?
Bigger stadium.
You want to know something hilarious? This is dead serious. This isn't even made up. About
well, good.
Well, because you make up everything else you say?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. This is...
funny.
I'll tell you the answer to it. God. Oh, there it is.
Is
oh,
this
my God.
A joke?
No, this is dead serious.
You're silly.
No, he just said he's not going to make it up.
Okay.
Me and Baser have the couples account on Bovada, and I swear to God I saw this. It is an entertainment celebrity boxing match between Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban. I guess they just put the odds up here in case, I don't know, in case they ever decide they're going to do a celebrity match.
They
won't. Guess the favorite.
Jimbo.
No, Nick Saban.
Jimbo.
Winner, Nick Saban looks to be in better shape to me.
Jimbo's a redneck, dude.
Winner must be announced at venue for action. If no winner is announced for any reason, all wagers will be settled. No action.
You know this isn't real. It's hypothetical. So when you never say this happen. Is real, this isn't real. Someone made this up.
He's saying the bet
Hold
is real.
Hold on. Let me read the freaking thing.
He's saying the bet is actually
real. So I can all place right. a bet.
Yeah. This is from Bovada. Winner must be announced at venue for action if they do find a venue and it actually happens. If no winner is announced for any reason, all wagers will be settled. No action. So you'll get your money back. Regardless of how the fight ended or any judges' scores, they must fight in 2021 or 2022 for action.
Coach, that was last year.
And it is, Bovada's a year behind. And it is Jimbo Fisher minus 200.
Yeah.
Boxing bell, please. And Nick Saban plus 150 your money.
Yeah, I mean, Saban, the win can push him over. He's not a very, I don't think Jimbo's a big dude either, but I mean, I think he looks scrappy to me.
And also, why would Bovada even waste their time in putting that
Coach,
up
you know there was a meeting, right? Like, what do you know about this?
I got the clip.
Saban, Jimbo Fisher.
The feud. Is the feud real?
I got the clip.
I'm in big trouble. Listen, my enemy is Bovada.
We need something to make money from the dumb Americans.
What are they? They boxers, Saban and Jimbo. Put odds on them.
Go with the bigger guy as Ooh. The favorite.
Oh, Jimbo?
The weaselly little guy that always talks about rat poison? Give him the underdog number.
But Mr. Bovada, this fight will never happen.
Just put it on the website. Americans will fall for it.
I have an idea.
But you get your money
Say
back.
Say the fight needs to happen in 2021.
But also, you do get your money back, but they get your money now.
Yeah, which I don't understand, though. Like, what's the point?
Because do you need cash now or later?
Now.
Exactly.
When you bet on Bovada, you give your money to them instantly. They just they just put a number on a website.
So they could go to the club tonight and don't have to pay your money back till next year. This is genius, Mr. Bovada.
So what you're saying is they're Simon Levivan. Your bet is paying for their night out, and Correct. Then at the club, they're going to get someone else to bet on something else, and they're going to go to a different club, and they're going to get someone at that club to bet on something else. It's a Ponzi scheme.
This is genius business.
I just thought gambling websites are genius. Yeah. They get your money instantly. Correct. They put a number on a website and say that's how much money you have, and 80% of the people lose that fake number up there. And so the gambling companies, the websites, never even have to do anything with the money but keep it for themselves.
Correct.
That is hilarious.
Online gambling is 100% an advantage gambling website.
Well,
100%.
Why is that?
They will always win because of your theory of people never cash out.
Theory of relativity.
They will never cash out. But they get, like you said, Ray, they get your money instantly. As soon as you sign up, $100. Thank you.
Dude, I would love, Bovada will never answer it, to ask them how many people have placed bets on the Saban fight. Guarantee it's like 50 people. Drunk college kids.
I mean, zero people.
No.
Is the answer.
They wouldn't answer.
A worldwide
website.
Worldwide, because the fight's not even real. It's not announced.
You don't know that.
No one has bet on that stupid.
We fight Saban Jimbo.
And they made it so who's his name?
Jimbo.
Jimbo is going to win it, but they made the odds fun so you'd be tempted to bet on it as a futures bet. Hey, what if they actually do fight? I mean, Jimbo's going to obviously knock him out.
Coach, they will never fight.
They will if there's a huge
No, they won't. They will never, ever, 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 ever fight.
Ever. For what reason would they
you're
fight?
You're an idiot thinking that it's possible.
Tell me one scenario, Ray.
I'm saving this clip.
Tell me, okay.
For what?
Mark it. Mark the tape. Can you give me one scenario where Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban get into a ring and fight?
Because right now, what they've drawn up script-wise for college football is perfect. They have the two biggest characters in a movie plot going at it, and they play each other this year. So that's already scripted perfectly.
You have a better chance of them meeting outside of Ruth Chris and then getting into a street fight.
No, you have a better chance of them when they're going in for the handshake after their game in the fall and someone saying something, and one of them punching them, than you do getting them in a ring.
Wait. Does that count?
Said no. At venue at There has to be a winner announced.
A stadium.
No, a winner
has
to be.
What if out of nowhere someone comes in, like after Saban gets knocked out? Winner's Jimbo.
I believe it had to be a sanctioned event in a ring with boxing gloves.
Okay.
But I don't think they're not going to go Juwan Howard at midfield.
Oh,
coach, I don't think
slapped him in the face.
I honestly think if they saw each other at Ruth Chris, they wouldn't fight. They wouldn't punch each other.
Right.
They are civilized men. They would have a conversation. They would never hit each other.
But sort of like, but we say civilized men. It happens. Masvidal.
Sorry, say that one more time.
Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah, who's that?
UFC?
Not a civilized dude.
And also, you're talking about two guys.
He's a fighter.
Right now, they're already fighting with words. Words are much more powerful than fists.
Okay, now you're getting deep.
Okay. Okay.
You want to make a difference?
And so they're proving that. The pen so is what you're mightier saying, than the
you're
sword.
You're saying sticks and stones that, coach. May break my bones.
Oh, my God.
But words may not hurt
coach,
me.
I've never suspected you drinking before a podcast.
Coach, are you Are you been drinking?
What is that saying? Sticks and stones may break my bones.
Oh, my God.
Somebody get in here and clean his mic off.
Coach.
Say it again.
Hey, Scuba, get him some black coffee, will you?
And a cold shower.
Hey, what does it say?
Dude, you're dumb.
Tell me what it says.
It says, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Okay. Got it.
I'm going to teach that
to
my kid.
But Ray just said words are the most powerful.
Coach, they say two different things.
Well, which one is it?
It's whatever you want it to be, whichever one fits.
Well, which one is it to you?
Like sticks and stones is like, oh, yeah, like I'm getting my ass kicked. Oh, ow, hey, no. It's like if someone's talking like, oh, dude, your nose is too big. Oh, you're Dumbo, big ears. Hey,
is
man.
Is that what people called you?
Back in the day.
Oh, man, it stuck with you, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Ray, it looks like those words hurt him.
Hey.
Look, those words hurt him.
But you know what I would tell him? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but your words will never hurt me.
And here you are at 43 years old, still thinking about that Dumbo comment.
It hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
Dude, one time this motherfucker, he called me Splinter because I had hairy arms.
Splinter? Oh, like the rat.
Uh-huh. And he was pissed because I got the role of Splinter, and we both auditioned for it, and I didn't fight him, but I pushed him against the wall because he was just like, yeah, you only got it because you're hairy like Splinter. And so I pushed him. It's fifth grade, dude. Boom, pushed him against the wall. Everyone gathered, fight. And then they held him back and they held me back, and that was it.
I don't think kids, I hope they don't call names like they did back in those days.
What did you get called, coach?
Me?
Yeah.
I didn't really have any nicknames.
Coach.
No, I really didn't.
They didn't call you anything?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever get into a fight?
No.
Yeah, coach. They didn't call me names.
No one called you names?
No.
Nothing?
The one name that I thought people were going to call me was from A.C. Slater, because my last name's Slater. So I thought people would be like, oh, Saved by the Bell or Slater. But nobody ever called me that, except for randomly one time when I went to school, and everybody in the school called me, but I only lived there for a month.
Yeah, I could see that, but... You had a twin brother, so then you'd have to call you both A.C. Slater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, there was just no nickname to give me. And, guys, I don't know if this is a sidebar or a sideways move.
That's okay.
But I told you guys the, what is it called, CFL? It's the online version of NFL football.
No, it's the...
Johnny Manziel, whatever it's called. It's
USFL?
Fan-run football. UFLL. Whatever. Johnny Manziel threw a touchdown... and lit up a joint to celebrate. I you can't make this stuff up. Oh, yeah. All right, he just threw a touchdown. He's going to the sidelines. He pulled out what looks to be a white piece of paper. And he's smoking it.
Stay zap, my friends. Stay zap.
Wow. That league just keeps getting better or worse, however you want to look at it. But I told you guys it was going to be big, and it looks to be going in that direction. It's trending upward. You can't make that up.
No, I know.
Brandon Marshall's there, too. He smoked it with him.
Yeah. All the NFL guys they're leaving the league to play in this league.
Name which ones have left the league.
That's not Brandon Marshall. I don't know who that is.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
It was Johnny Manziel.
No, he wasn't in the league.
It was, who was
Terrell Owens?
Terrell Owens.
He wasn't in the league.
There was another quarterback. Hold on, I got to look up the Zappers quarterback.
No, there was rumors that Michael Vick was going to come out of retirement and play. He said, nope, not playing in that crappy league.
Coach, this is terrible.
It was.
It's like, Ray watches like, this
there's
crap.
No one there. There's no one there. The fact that he can smoke a joint on the side of the field, like, this is so sad. This is what his awesome career turned into.
Oh,
God.
I can't even find the freaking team.
Like, this dude got, he won the Heisman.
All right. They have,
right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to find a guy that I dang know.
And dude, okay. Talk about instant regret okay, for that Heisman something? Committee.
Why does everybody say this is Johnny Manziel?
Is that not him?
No.
I was going to say it doesn't look like him.
No. The guy's name is Jason Stewart.
Oh.
QB for the Zappers. There is nothing about that. That's
okay,
Johnny...
I was going to say, because that really doesn't look like him.
And well, needless to say, he went on to throw three more touchdowns in the game, but right after the game, he was cut.
Because you can't smoke a joint.
For breaking an FCF rule stating marijuana is not permitted at the game site or nearby league hotel in Atlanta, where recreational use remains illegal.
Hey, have you
Jason
ever heard
Stewart
of-
was cut from the Zappers for violating league policy. While the FCF fully supports players' responsible use of cannabis, unfortunately, it is still illegal in the state of Georgia and is banned by our venue.
God. So, can we cut all that part out where we thought that was Johnny Manziel?
Have you heard...
We sound like freaking idiots.
Hey, have you heard of Brandon Silvers?
No.
Maybe Terrence Williams?
No. Oh, yes. I've heard of
him. Dentarius Yawn?
No.
Wait, Terrence Williams, did he play for the Cowboys?
Devon Gibson?
I don't
Point
know.
Point is... All these guys have left the NFL
no,
to
they
join
didn't, no,
the
no.
fan football.
They didn't leave. Here's Jason Stewart's statement on Twitter. I'm really amazed at how many supporters have been there throughout the process. The love has been incredible. Don't feel bad about me getting cut. I'm doing just fine in life off the field. I hadn't played in 6 years. The dude hadn't played football in 6 years.
Hold on.
I started 4 games. The MVP of 3 of those was Blessing playing again. What hilarious. Yeah, I don't know why rumors are going around that's Johnny Manziel smoking the joint.
You ever heard of Martavius Bryant? I mean,
yes.
Yeah, he got kicked out of the NFL.
Yeah, he left the NFL.
No, he
for
got
this.
Kicked out of the NFL.
Where's Josh Gordon? Is he there?
No, he played for Kansas City. No, he's on the Chiefs.
He is?
Yeah.
Good for him.
These are some of the worst stats. I'm trying to find guys that are on the stat
line.
Hey,
that touchdown throw was pretty good, though.
It was, but it's also a smaller field.
Still.
It's miniature, dude.
I mean, still, Coach. That was still a 25-yard touchdown.
Yeah, but there's only like 5 people on the field.
Okay, fine.
I mean, it's pretty easy to throw a touchdown when there's 5 people on the field,
really?
Right?
Really? I don't know. Let's get out there.
You ever heard of Deontay Francois?
No.
Yeah, Coach. Struck out on that one.
Wasn't he with Florida State? Francois?
Oh, yeah. That's the quarterback.
Well, he left the NFL for this.
He was.
Hey, so how did Ray Liotta die?
In his sleep.
Was it? Did he have cancer or something?
No, he just died.
Really? Just heart attack?
Probably a heart attack.
Dang.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, I'm reading about it right now.
What are you reading?
Just an article about that.
Well, what does it say?
I don't know, Coach. It's a lot to read. It's a whole an article.
Yeah, you're bringing the show down.
Yeah, I mean, let's bring. Yeah, I
got. Sorry, dude. This is Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Well, I mean, I thought it got brought down with his five comments to his soccer team that some were sad about the kid not having a mom.
My bad.
And then now you brought it with Ray Liotta.
All right, let's bring it back up. You want to bring it back up? Hey, I saw the NFL Network tweeted this. Whose career would you rather have? And there's two people. Aaron Rodgers, Big Ben.
Aaron Rodgers,
Big Ben had all kinds of litigation in Georgia. Well, he's at some bar with a woman.
That's true. I don't want any of that. But for Aaron Rodgers, though, everyone just messes with him. Like, people hate him. He's always on the news. Like, that whole controversy stuff of, like, I hate Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if I want that.
And
no one ever said anything about him, really. He was just, like, he just existed.
And Big Ben, his house, I saw it on Lake Oconee in Georgia. Dang it. Wasn't supposed to name the lake.
Was it nice?
It really wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't.
You think it would be some mansion? It was just your average lake house.
But it's probably his fifth or sixth house, Coach.
Correct.
Okay, point, Eddie.
Thanks,
Coach. It's easy. The career you'd rather have is Big Ben. It's 100% Big Ben.
Huh?
He's won more Super Bowls. There you go. They both won a Super Bowl, so, okay, whatever. Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be the greatest of all time, and he's only won one Super Bowl. If I'm Big Ben, they're both going to the Hall of Fame.
I mean,
but I'd rather be Big Ben where I won two Super Bowls.
Big
two
Ben,
Super Bowls.
More like Big Sin.
Yeah, I get that. I understand he's not the greatest human, but I'd rather have his career on the football field.
Is he going to commentate? I always wonder when these guys leave it.
No, no,
well, we just saw it. I randomly saw Amari Stoudemire commentating. I was like, interesting. Never would have saw him being a commentator.
Well, I think he was just filling in. He was an assistant coach on the Nets, and then he quit at the end of the year
because
he was tired of Kyrie's crap.
But I always just wonder. Now out of nowhere, J.J. Redick's one of these huge talking heads.
He is great.
Yeah, I'm sure he's great. I've seen the clips. He sounds like he's well-spoken. He memorizes facts before the show. He's great. But I didn't really know he was going to be. I'm like, oh, he's good on TV. It's always one. And then some guys fade off into the sunset. You never, like Karl Malone. Where's Karl Malone?
I mean, he's delivering the mail.
He's the mailman.
UPS, what can Brown do for you? But so there's some guys you just never hear from again. But then Tom Brady signs a $300 million deal, you know, and you're like, okay, Brady's going to be a massive.
He's not going to be good.
No, he's
going to be terrible.
We just saw the greatest player turned announcer in the history of the world, and it's Tony Romo.
Greg Olsen. I think Greg Olsen's great, guys.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah, he's good for NFL
he's
games.
Fine.
Yes.
But, I mean, Tony gets the marquee games, and Tony really revolutionized it, the predict and giving the insight, because before the guys.
No, stop. Stop. He didn't revolutionize. He did it one time and was good, and now he tries to predict every damn play, and he is wrong more than he is right. It is so annoying.
The OG of that is Madden. Madden was the first to do that. Madden was the first to, like, understand the game and let the fans know exactly what the teams were doing, like, technically.
Yes.
And he started with the whole finger drawing thing. Like, no one did the finger drawing on the screen ever. That technology started with Madden. So, calling plays, predicting what teams were going to do, the understanding the game beyond the game was John Madden.
You know what I'm going to be when I end up being a play-by-play guy after this is done? I want to be the first guy that's comfortable eating, taking phone calls, breathing a little loud on the air. Yeah, what were you saying? Eating a bag of chips? I want to be the first one that does that.
Do you know why Tom Brady's not going to be good?
No, I don't.
I'm already telling you right now, he's going to be terrible.
Because he'll never be himself. He's got to be Tom Brady, who's very just, you're right about that, Bill. It's a very, very good throw. When in reality, he really wants to say, like, man, that was a piece of throw, man. Like, I mean, he's wasting his time dropping back like that.
And I think Romo has a better personality. That's why Romo gets excited. You'll see a big game, and Romo's like, I'm so excited for this, Jim. Brady's never going to do that.
Romo's himself.
Yes. Also, the greatest of all time at anything.
Goated.
Has a hard time relating to other players when you're commentating, being a coach, owner, Michael Jordan. Because they expect greatness all the time because they're the greatest. So anything compared to them, it's not as good. Like Michael Jordan, he's a terrible owner/GM because He thinks the players should be working like they. He expects them to be Jordan. He can't evaluate talent because he's like, why don't you have the hustle and the drive that I do? So what, name a greatest of all time that is good at commentating and does something on TV.
Greatest of all, Muhammad Ali.
He never commentated on TV.
Sure, but he talked about fights. He talked about fighters.
But he didn't call fights. What I'm saying is he didn't call fights. Like, you don't...
You wanted him to sit there and be like, look at him. He's doing good. He's moving like a chump. He's got to move faster is what he's got to do.
The greatest of all times. Name a greatest of all time that's a good coach. No, they're not.
It's Hold on. I'm thinking,
the
man.
Role players are the ones question. That are good. Tony Romo was good, but he wasn't great.
Okay, like, so I got what you're saying.
Okay, what about Matt Manning? Peyton Manning.
He wasn't GOAT.
But he's close.
He's really good, but he doesn't commentate the games.
He does a whole thing.
That's him talking back and forth with his brother.
That would be him. That would be him on national television.
No, he couldn't do that during the game, like a regular broadcast.
But every time you see Peyton do anything on TV, it's very natural. It's very free-flowing. Yes. And if you brought him to the booth to do the play-by-play call, that's how he would be.
I don't think
he's in a pretty amazing environment where he just shoots at the hip with his brother.
But if they gave him, but if he went up there with Al Michaels or whatever,
he would have to shut up. See, with Al Michaels, he would have to be quiet for a little while.
They would shut him up, but it'd be like Bill Walton, who they have to shut up.
Right. Bill Walton's terrible.
I know.
To listen to
what I'm saying is Bill Walton just talks. He's like, in the middle of the game, he's like, have you ever seen an oak tree?
Right.
The way it leans to the left.
He's random as hell. You got money running out the door, and Bill Walton's talking about some tree in the forest. And you're like, dude, are you serious right now? I need to cover by five.
Right.
And so, also, like, Babe Ruth, greatest of all time for a time being in baseball.
Hell of an announcer.
Terrible announcer.
Did you ever hear him announce?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think... I would like to see...
The Babe was announcing?
I would like to see Peyton Manning in the booth to see if he could do it. But the looseness of the structure of the Manning cast, it makes him good.
I understand, but in the form of your question of name one GOAT, Coach, that they haven't all done it. They haven't all commentated, so you can't answer that question. The closest you can get to it is Peyton Manning.
But he hadn't even commented. He hadn't even done it play-by-play.
But we've seen him talk during a game, and you have an idea of what he would like to be in a play-by-play situation.
And there isn't some exact lost the perfect game.
Are you drunk?
Lost the perfect game. There's not a cookie-cutter way to say what an announcer is, because we never saw Tony Romo creating this area to be an announcer, and amazing
Madden.
As he is.
Madden did
it. I mean, they tried it with Drew Brees, and guess what? He was out after 1 year because he's not good.
Right, Drew was terrible.
He wasn't great. He was very quiet, and they would ask his opinion, and he really wasn't – he didn't want to put anything out there. He was still keeping stuff close to the vest is what the impression I got when I watched Sunday Night Football. He didn't want to tell you anything.
Right. He wanted to be nice about everything. He was never really that critical, and it's hard to do that. And so that's why I'm saying, like, the average player.
I don't even think, who's the guy, the college dude? Herb Street?
Yeah.
I don't even think he's that good.
He's amazing.
He's a robot.
Dude, he's one of the best.
He's a robot, and he runs out of things to say. Like, it just, after a while.
You better hope we never have him on this show.
We won't. Don't worry.
He canceled on something else. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm just saying, like, I think, even with him, I think it'd be time to move for someone better.
Wait, what did you
He's
just say?
He's been doing it for too long.
Whoa. You're saying to get rid of Herbie?
I want someone fresh in that situation. No, dude, he doesn't say anything good.
With announcers, you don't need fresh. When they got rid of the
CBS... You do need fresh. You didn't know you needed fresh till you got Romo.
Got rid of the CBS guys, the new guys are fine. What is it? What is their names? I don't even know. But CBS was when Manziel was playing, when it was CBS SEC Games of the Week. Whatever those two guys were. Dang it. What are their names?
You got
Tracy
it.
Wilson.
CBS. That's the sideline. Thank you. It was Vern Lundquist.
Oh, Vern Lundquist is amazing.
Okay, so was amazing.
The little old guy.
But he doesn't do it anymore. Now it's Brad Nessler, who's fine. But I'm just telling you, Vern was great because of his voice. And you don't have to get new when it comes to announcers.
No, I'm not talking about his voice, Coach. I'm talking about what he says.
I'm just saying.
It's the same crap regurgitated every week.
Coach,
every week.
He called the game at Auburn.
And
he called the miracle in the plains, and I'll hang up and listen.
I understand. I understand it's a very difficult job. The dude sometimes calls two games in one night, one day. I get it.
What?
I mean, Coach, he's freaking talking for 10 hours in the morning, and then he has to fly to freaking Ohio to go call a night game.
All right. That's the Auburn announcers? You freaking...
Like, I get it. He talks all day Saturday.
What are we listening
Same
to?
Same defense, though. So.
This is the Miracle at Jordan Air. Ah, crap. Was that Cam Newton?
Vern Lundquist, I was at a charity event in Austin a couple
Here
years ago.
Go. Coach,
what
get the
a good op, American.
Up on my private jet. Get ready.
And I look over, and I'm like.
He had a nice butt.
And I'm like, damn, that looks like Vern Lundquist.
That's all. A chance to go to Atlanta. The possibility of a third.
In sync.
Did it skip the third. Play?
Coach, it sounds like you're skipping the audio
What's
clip.
What's at stake here, obviously, is a Hail Mary for Alabama to
break. Ah, crap. The clip starts after the miracle of Jordan Hare. Lunch continue. I'm sorry.
So, I'm standing next to my buddy John. I'm like, John, dude, that looks like Vern Lundquist. He goes, yeah, that does look like it. There ain't no, what the hell would he be doing here? Nah, we have a couple more beers. I'm like, that's Vern freaking Lundquist. So, we go over there. I mean, that's not a normal, that's not like a sporting
you
thing.
You didn't do across the room. Vern. See who turns around?
No, we went to the check-in desk, and we said, hey.
That's creepy, Coach.
What the creep?
That's very creepy.
Well, we knew alter the story for
John's
creepy.
Wife was the one doing the check-in.
Who the hell's John?
My buddy John. John
never
Hale.
Said that.
John, I said that. I said I was talking to my buddy John.
That was an important part of the story you didn't tell us.
Yeah.
I said my buddy John and I were talking, and I was like, that's Vern Lundquist.
The whole time I thought you were with Forrest.
Forrest was there, but he wasn't in this conversation.
Garrett?
No, Garrett wasn't there.
What about Greg?
Greg wasn't there.
Ryan?
Ryan wasn't there.
Okay.
So we went to John's wife. We're like, hey, did someone under the name Vern Lundquist check in? She goes, yeah, he's on the list.
Kamika there?
No, Kamika wasn't there.
All right.
So we went up to Vern Lundquist, and it was his daughter knew someone there, and he was just in town, so he came to the event.
That's badass.
And it was so.
Did you talk to him?
Just, yeah, I said, hey, man, we love what you do. Well, thank you very much, you know, and gave him a shout out when I was on stage.
Nice.
That ass, Coach.
All right, here we go, guys. The miracle of Jordan Hare. This one is the great. This is the GOAT announcer.
And here is a red shirt freshman from Calhoun, Georgia. Very little wind. What small amount there is at his back. Mandel will hold it. Now they've officially made it 57 yards.
Emory blocked, kick can go the other way.
These guys were so good.
Be careful and get it up.
On the way. No, returned by Chris Davis. Davis goes left. Davis gets a block. Davis has another block. Chris Davis. No flags. Touchdown.
Man, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly how Ray just replicates the voice.
But you
right?
Say
that when yeah, he yeah. does that that's Ray's voice.
But that was that voice is beautiful to listen cool. to.
Dude, it makes a Saturday afternoon. And I mean, now Brad Nelson, he's fine. He's fine. But it sucks that Nyquist.
Now play homeboy Herb Who? Street.
Well, give me a big call he's made.
No, just pick one, Coach.
It's all the same, according to Eddie.
It's all the same. It's all the same.
Herb Street.
Yeah, good luck spelling that, too.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
H-E-R-B-S-T-R-E-I-T. Herb Street.
Herb. H-E-R-B.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his first name? Kirk.
Kirk.
Herb Street.
You remember when we saw him when we moved here?
I wasn't there.
Oh, he's at the sporting goods store right there. That sporting goods store is gone.
Dick's?
No, it was just called Nashville Sporting Goods. It's right here downtown. I'm like, how the hell does this place stay in business? Is that a business about a year later?
What the?
I don't even think we need it, guys. Brady's going to suck at being a...
Introduce Marshall Mathers. Some of you may know him as Eminem, but he's going to join the Saturday Night crew with our music intro starting next Saturday night. But, folks, I want to take you to the world premiere of one of his new videos called Berserk. Take a listen. It's headed for the top of the charts. Rick Rubin, who was helping...
Coach, that's not Herb Street.
Herbie's about to come.
Yeah, sorry. Live TV. Live TV freaks me out a little bit.
Nah.
Oh, he's with Eminem? That's with Eminem?
I can't find any of his calls.
It's all right, Coach. Everybody knows what I'm saying.
How long does it take you to shoot a video like that? How many takes and how many hours?
It's usually like a 2-day process. Sometimes you could go to 3. It's a lot of takes. It's a lot of sitting around.
All right. Yeah, you guys think you'd be good guests on game day?
No, I'd be terrible.
Yeah, me too.
It'd be so bad. They're so quick. They know all this stuff. I'd be like, what's up? We're on to the next game? What? I was just talking about the last game.
Man, sometimes they have like these, like Luke Bryan will go on there, and he does a really good job. Like just going off the cuff.
And saying these games are meaningless when, Des, we played in quote-unquote meaningless games. I mean, I know you guys were here a lot, but I just don't understand. If you don't make it to the playoff, how is it meaningless to play football?
He's great. He is really, really good. You can't replace that.
Yeah, and I was trying to say, give a shout out to someone that on the Sore Losers page, he's going to be he's in the pit crew for the Indy, I guess it's Indianapolis 500 this weekend. He's on the what number car was it? He's the back right tire. He's the passenger back right tire.
Well,
he's the one
that changed.
What's
the number, Coach? Who's the driver so I can bet on it?
Hold on.
Labonte?
Let me pull up the audio.
No, I had it pulled up on the...
This is Indy 500?
Yeah, he's in the Indy 500. He posted...
NASCAR's in town this weekend, aren't they?
My question is, how the hell do you get on a pit crew? Like, how do you audition for that? Did you...
I think, Coach, they pull the best people. They go to mechanic shops around town.
Like Discount Tire?
That's their theme song?
I think Ray's just Googling stuff now.
Yeah, shopsorelosers.com.
Here it is, NBA NASCAR.
Oh. I'm finding his car number. Wait till you see him turn around the second turn. He's going to be in the final furlong. Look at
him. Oh, look at him. Look at him there. He's dropping the hammer.
I'm telling you, if he's really going to bring it, he's got to go around the outside. He's the full on gas.
I'll tell you right now, Billy, he ain't going to make that turn.
All right. His name is David Johnson.
Here comes David Johnson finishing in 40th place.
Oh, my God. He's going to win this one. He's going to win this one, Dave.
No, he's not.
Oh, no. Oh, no, he's spinning out.
There was an oil slick.
He's spinning out.
Nobody saw that son of a bitch
last night. Jesus.
Somebody give me a Red Bull and give me some vodka.
Oh, my.
We're going to interview him. He's going to dump milk all over his wife, Denny.
That's why you watch this, folks. That's why you watch it right now.
You never go to any other sport. If you want to see it here, you see it live. Woo-hoo! NASCAR.
David Johnson is our listener. He's not the driver of the car.
David Johnson. I don't see him on Bovada,
For
Coach.
All my motorsport coachers. This weekend, I'll be changing the tires during pit stops on an Indy car in the Indianapolis 500.
All right, well, I'll get my tires filled up at Quick Clack.
Formula One?
No, we are starting fourth in the biggest race in the world. Y'all should tune in on NBC at 11 a.m. Eastern and watch. I feel like if I have all the coaches on my side, we will get the job done.
Hold on. I'm placing the bet right now.
And the race in Monaco.
They're in the fourth position. Do you know the name of the driver?
So, Pato Award.
Is that the one starting in the fourth position?
No, that's just favored, Coach. Fourth favored.
Ah, man. I don't know.
Okay, hold on. Give me a second.
And also, don't Dake, that's quite the liberty you're taking saying the biggest race in the world. I think there's a bigger one in Monaco.
Ed is the driver. Ed.
Ed.
Because it says, that's amazing. Would love to see Ed finally win it. I'm a huge Indy fan. Good luck to your team.
Ed Carpenter?
Is he starting in the fourth position?
Let's see.
Look up the starting position for the Indianapolis 500.
Let's see. Here we go. Starting grid.
Number four.
Number four. Ed Carpenter, baby.
That's it. Ed Carpenter. Let's go.
That's the number 33 car.
There you go. Indianapolis 500 this weekend. Good luck. And we got to give one birthday shout out before we go.
Holy shit. For every dollar, you get 20 bucks for Ed Carpenter.
Okay.
I'm going to put a dollar on Ed right now.
All right, here we go. Where is the... All right.
Coach, I blew my voice up.
What up, coachers? I hope you're doing well. I want to give a big birthday shout out to my lovely wife, Stephanie. Also to Juan and Miguel for their birthdays, even though they've already passed. We love the podcast and we can't wait.
Rest in peace.
No, passed. Like their birthdays have passed.
Miguel passed?
No, Miguel.
From the coaches convention?
That's the one he's talking about, but he didn't pass. His birthday.
Thank goodness.
We love the podcast and we can't wait to party at the next convention. Shout out to the Vegas besties. Can't wait to see y'all back in Vegas and I'll hang up and listen. Jared from New Mexico. Yes, I'm the husband of the wife you guys thought were brother and sister. Happy birthday, Stephanie. Not the Ketawea Tawa.
Quintanilla.
No.
What the?
N-A-K-E-T-E-W-A.
Just skip it.
Happy birthday, Stephanie. Hey, Sore Losers Nation for life. They're from New Mexico.
I hit the clip.
I can't believe we lost Miguel.
No, we didn't lose him.
Sore Losers Nation for life.
Hey, coaches.
Hell, I only have $25.
I was wondering if I could get a birthday shout out. I'm turning 16 on Friday and would really appreciate it.
I think everybody says that in the morning, coach.
I listen every day on the podcast. And even though I'm in South Korea, I still do my best to listen every chance I get.
South Korea.
Y'all make my weekends great. So thank you for all the mornings you make better. Sincerely, Charlie Edgar. Happy 16th birthday. I wonder what he's doing in South Korea.
Probably fighting for our freedom, coach.
Yeah. All right.
I wonder what he's doing in the Ukraine.
Have a great weekend.
Interesting. Why would you go to Ukraine? Indianapolis Colts? No, 500.
All right, let's go home.
This could be our worst episode.
It might be. It's all right. A lot of people have been complaining online that we talk too much golf. So
we didn't talk golf at all today.
I know, which is terrible.
What do you mean?
I don't. I'm just...
You guys been watching the Charles Schwab?
Dude, it's been a year since I hung out with Jordan.
It's a hell of a
really?
Tournament.
Yeah, this was the tournament.
And you guys played with him when he was his coldest. He's actually heating up now.
Now he got second.
He did?
Yeah.
Damn.
Maverick?
McNeely, he was top 10.
He ain't been good since then.
No, that's not true. He's hit a lot of top 10s, coach.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has. Why? You been betting on him?
No, but I just always see it. Like, he almost got like one of the worst scores in one of those tournaments.
Coach, is the Indy 500 this weekend? I can't pull it up.
So, why is that last year?
I don't know. Guys, I'm just telling you.
PGA Championship, Maverick McNeely was plus 15. He lost to the winner by 20 strokes. He's in 75th place.
That's okay. He still made the cut.
That's great.
Okay, at AT&T, he was top 30.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. At RBC Heritage, he was top 26.
Told you.
All right, let's go home.
Coach, he's still reading.
Valero, he was top 30.
That's great.
The players, he was top 45.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Then you get it at Arnold Palmer, where he was plus 14.
Oh, and thank you to Chris. We got the popcorn.
Oh, Coach yeah. Chris. Thanks, Chris. We got the popcorn.
Now go cheer your heart out, girls.
Cheer like you've never cheered before.
Exactly.
Get your popcorn ready, Eddie.
Hey, it's pretty good. I ate half of Eddie's, too.
Hey, wife, get your popcorn ready. We can say that now. We got popcorn.
Oh, boy. All right.
Popcorn was a little steep, though, huh? How much did you pay for that?
Me? I bought the expensive pack.
Yeah, I did, too.
$29.
God.
Yeah. So, all right.
It's cheaper at Walmart.
Yeah, that's betting money, boys.
All right, let's go to Buck Box. Oh, sorry,
too
Coach.
Too soon.
Dang it.
All right.
All right, goodbye, everyone.
Happy weekend. Hey, have a good Memorial Day.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. I won't forget the man who died, who gave
oh,
that
Formula
right
One.
To me,
Coach, during the song?
Oh, sorry. Paul Gamblin. The crap I just saw.
I'm so freaking hungry.
You want Bubba?
Shut up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.